1981. An orphaned work from Archive of Our Own. It is rated for general audiences. No archive warnings apply. For the fandom Harry Potter. With the relationship Sirius Black, Remus Lupin. And additional tags for Light Angst, Marauders, Christmas, Azkaban, and Prisoner of Azkaban. Summary. Christmas from two separate perspectives. The man who knew almost everything about what had happened on Halloween, and the man who didn't. Yet both still suffered for it. Both in loneliness. Both only in their early 20s. And why did this happen? Because war ruined people. A young man sat alone in a dark, damp cell. Bored as ever, ran a finger along the jagged part of the cold stone wall, catching a glimpse of the first morning sunlight break through the crack in it. Just looking at his appearance told you everything. Sunken dark eyes, pale skin, uncut black hair that looked unwashed and unkempt. But you could also see the man he'd been only 2 months ago hidden beneath his features. Sure, he wasn't as handsome, but shadows of that were there in his natural facial construction. It was as if he'd only started to fade. Even his hair wasn't too long yet, of course. He'd only cut it in October. October. How long ago had that been? Surely it was December now. Surely it was Christmas. Oh, God, it was Christmas Day. It was as if a dementor had seized his throat. Suddenly he felt emptier than before. Why was the idea of Christmas making him even more miserable? Last year was a lovely Christmas. It had been the last time all four Marauders and Lily had spent the whole day together. God, it had been the best. Sure, there was a lot of crying, nappies, and pass the baby to whoever looks the least tired. But that was the fun of it, right? Sure, they all got a bit drunk. And sure, Lily fell asleep at 4 in the afternoon. And sure, James got Sirius the ugliest pair of socks known to wizard kind, which he still regretted chucking. But that was the fun of it. Where was the fun? Peter was probably having fun, wherever he was. He was probably still a rat, still hidden, hailed as a martyr while Sirius rotted away in here. A dementor passed the bars of his cell, making the place even colder than it was. And then a solemn man passed, carrying a body. So another prisoner had cracked and died in here, died of madness. God, this place was hell. Living, breathing hell. With a large sigh, the 22-year-old tried to focus back on the past. So many great memories. Memories of the four of them, the four best friends, laughing and smiling and crying together. Then it hit him, hard as a ton of bricks thrown through his cell bars, that he wasn't the only one left to suffer for these events. A young man sat alone in a tattered, moth-eaten armchair. The room he was sat in, a plain and small one, was silent, eerily so. A pair of sad eyes were fixed softly out the window, gazing at the first of the morning light as it came up. Once again, there were tear stains under his eyes, and dark circles under the tear stains, but the rest of his face was a whitish pale. A solitary cup of cold tea lay abandoned next to the arm of his chair. He hadn't been drinking, or doing anything for that matter. How could he? He couldn't even believe it was Christmas. Surely time was standing still. Maybe he'd been dreaming. But that wasn't likely now, was it? In fact, everything felt too vivid, too real, too violent to be anything other than the truth. Unless, of course, that was how it felt to crack up. He still wouldn't believe it, that three of his friends had died because of another one's horrid betrayal. He didn't want to. He hadn't spoken in ages. Denial, probably. Even when he did try to get things out of his system, nobody understood the feelings he felt, the pain he was going through. It was almost as if he'd been impaled, but everyone refused to admit it. But here he still was, apparently, the last man standing, if it were, because betrayal didn't count. Nobody, not even Albus Dumbledore, could imagine losing four friends in one night and being left completely and utterly alone, condemned to a bitter life of misery and prejudice. With a soft sigh, he snapped out of his trail of thought and wandered to the kitchen to dispose of the tea, but made the unwise decision to make another cup. Setting his mug down in the sink for later, a strange occurrence woke him up slightly, and a tiny owl holding a letter was pecking at the window, which was already dirty. A loud noise made the owl jump, but it was just the window being opened, and the owl handed him the letter with a little flap of its wings. Remus turned it over and instantly recognized his dad's handwriting, and, as he closed the window, he opened his only Christmas card of the year and read it with a ghost of a smile curling onto his lips, just for a second. After that second, though, he set the card down and went back to his tea, swimming in thoughts again. This was relentless, almost, and brought a sickening feeling to him like it always did. Oh, how much he hated Sirius Black.